it's obvious that musical ability runs in some families. These people's homes are filled with music, and all the family members play an instrument. But is this ability in their environment or in their genes? Dr. Jane Gitcher from the University of California, San Francisco, thinks that at least one musical talent is inherited. Perfect or absolute pitch is the ability to tell if a note is in tune.
So in other words, if someone were to play a C sharp on the piano, and an individual with perfect pitch or absolute pitch, which is the more formal word for it, hears that, they will be able to say that is a C sharp.
Gitcher says current evidence shows that only about 1 in 10,000 people have absolute pitch. And she says part of the talent does depend on people receiving enough musical training to know what to call the notes when they hear them.
A lot of people who do have perfect pitch realize that they can do this, but they think everybody can do it. And it isn't until they're, say, teenagers and in an orchestra or a chorus or something, and it becomes obvious that they're the only person in the room who can do it.
To study families and perfect pitch, Gitcher created a website that included a page where people could test themselves to see if they had that ability. She asked musicians to take the test and got members of their families to take it as well. Then she asked them for blood or skin samples so she could examine their DNA. She looked at about 80 families, the majority of whom were of European ancestry.
We found a region of the genome on chromosome 8 that appears to have a gene in it that may be responsible for the acquisition of absolute pitch in that population.
Gitcher says that knowing about absolute pitch is interesting, but as a practical matter, studying the phenomenon can tell scientists about the brain.
Studies by others have shown that people with absolute pitch actually have both structural and functional differences in their brains compared to people who have early musical training but don't have absolute pitch. And so this is a way of getting to look at specific genetic factors that alter the way our brains develop.
Gitcher's research is published in the American Journal of Human Genetics. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.